This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You better you bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Last hour on the show, we finished our off-season NFL content by telling you our picks and our bets on who will win NFL awards this season. That means we are full systems go on week one, content in the National Football League. The whale capper Drew Dinsick stops by in 20 minutes, his best bets for week one. Femi and I will roll through every game, the side and total movement, 40 minutes from now in It Moved. Danny Parkins, our friend from FS1, will join us next hour on the show, and all our bets for tonight will close the Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet. But joining us right now, and it means it's football season, Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger, who is the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, welcome back to the show. Happy football season.
It is. It's a great time of the year, Nick. Fabby, good to be with you. If I'm talking to you on a Wednesday afternoon, I know that we're in the start of this football season, so it's good to join you guys.
Oh, it's absolutely the best. And Baldy, we need to start with the season opener tomorrow night, Dallas and Philadelphia. And as we kind of conceptualize this game with Micah Parsons, obviously now no longer in Dallas, in Green Bay, I think the question that Femi and I and other bettors, fantasy players, football fans, what we're asking ourselves is, can the Cowboys get stops defensively against this Philadelphia Eagles offense? So Baldy, we ask you, can the Dallas Cowboys defense get stops against this Eagles offense? And if so, how's it going to happen?
I mean, they could get stops. It's going to be a lot harder without Micah Parsons. I mean, look at them last year without a month without Micah last year. I mean, they were 1-3 and they were dreadful. It's pretty much the same team. You know, they've made a couple of acquisitions, but it's basically the same defense without Micah. You can say that Kenny Clark is a key addition. I mean, The Eagles went up against Kenny Clark last year twice. They didn't have any problem with Kenny Clark inside. You go back and watch the games. I mean, they ran the ball great against Green Bay. First game of the year and in the wild card round of the playoffs. So, I mean, he's, one guy is not going to make that big of a difference inside. But, you know, you make stops in this league because teams make mistakes, Nick, and they get behind the chains and they get in the second and third and long and into a throwing game. And, you know, maybe, you know, Jalen doesn't see the field particularly well tomorrow night if you get him in that situation, or, you know, the timing with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith isn't where it needs to be right now, week one, and you can make some poor decisions and poor throws. And so sometimes it's up to the other team and how they execute as to whether they can get stops or not.
And you'll be on the call of this game nationally for Compass Media coming up tomorrow night, the Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. And Baldy, one more question on this game, and this is a flat-out betting question. And I'll speak for Femi because I know he agrees with me here. We look at the total. It's 47.5. We both like this over. I think this game's going into the 50s with this Cowboys offense being what it is, the Eagles secondary maybe being a little shaky just compared to the rest of the roster, and obviously on the flip side, Philly's offense against Dallas's defense. Do you see it that way, Baldy, that this is going to be a higher scoring game than expected tomorrow night?
No, because generally the scoring is not big opening week. I mean, teams just haven't played. The execution isn't where it needs to be. I'll tell you this, Nick. I think September is the new August. And so none of these important players that are going to play on the field tomorrow night, from Dak to Jalen to AJ, you know, to CD, I mean, none of these guys have played. And so you can scrimmage, you know, like these teams have, and you can do all these things, but nothing really assimilates the game condition. So I feel like the offenses are a little bit behind week one and week two in this league. And so I don't feel like – I feel like 47 – it's probably the right amount. I wouldn't go too crazy on the over of that.
Well, too late. I mean, I both like the over in this game and like, well, we'll see what happens, obviously, tomorrow night in Philadelphia. The flip side, Baldy, of the Micah Parsons deal, the Green Bay Packers, who host the Detroit Lions on Sunday in what should be an awesome game. And it won't surprise you, Baldy, to hear that the Packers have been bet, obviously, since the Micah Parsons trade. Green Bay's now a 2.5-point home favorite in this game against Detroit. Feels to me like people are kind of sleeping on the Lions a little bit. Parsons may not be fully healthy. Nate Hobbs not practicing. Jaden Reed's probably not going to play. I like Detroit a little bit in the game, and they've got obviously great tackles to help maybe even neutralize Micah Parsons if you can. Do you kind of see it that way, Baldy, that Penei Sewell and Decker and this Lions offensive line equipped to handle Micah Parsons and this Packers defense? How do you think that matchup will play out? Parsons against the Lions offensive line and how that impacts the result of the game?
Well, the Lions offensively, I mean, they've got two players now, Nick, in Jahmyr Gibbs and Jameson Williams that can score from anywhere on the field. And they did last year, you know, for a big chunk of time. Then you add Amon-Ra St. Brown, who just moves the chains. And, you know, Sam Laporta and this rookie, Isaac Tislaz, looks phenomenal to me. I mean, they've got some questions in the middle of the offensive line. Graham Glasgow goes left guard to center. They got a rookie right guard in there right now. But, I mean, if Jared Goff gets some time, I don't care who's on the what Green Bay's got. I mean, they're going to get the ball to these playmakers, and they can score in a hurry. I like Detroit's offense in this game, and therefore I kind of like the Lions to go up into Green Bay and win.
Yeah, what a win that would be if Detroit's able to beat Green Bay with the new coordinators, the new coaching staff that they have out there with Dan Campbell at the helm. We're all looking at Sunday Night Football, though, Baldy. Massive, massive game. Rematch of last year's AFC Divisional Round showdown between the Ravens and the Bills. Earlier this summer, Buffalo was the favorite. Now Baltimore is the favorite, as the Bills have been dealing with some injuries and the secondaries looked rather shaky throughout the preseason. I guess, how do you see these two teams fitting together in the rematch of last year's incredible playoff game? Who do you think wins this really high leverage game when you take a look at tiebreakers going down the line?
Well, I saw Baltimore at training camp this summer, and I thought they were the best team in football. I thought they were the most stacked roster. Both Lamar and Derrick Henry looked phenomenal. I think they've the offensive line last year to start the season wasn't nearly as good as it was at the end of the season, and I think they've gotten better. So I feel like Baltimore is the team to beat in the AFC, and I think, you know, I mean, you watched that game last year. You know, the first play, Derrick Henry goes 87 yards for a touchdown. I don't know that's going to happen. But I feel like Baltimore's offense can be unstoppable. And I think Buffalo is going to struggle against this offense. And so I like Baltimore in this game.
How concerned are you, Baldy, about the Bills' secondary, not just in week one, but over the balance of this season?
Well, I'm concerned. I mean, they've had a lot of they've been drafting. They've had a lot of injuries. They've let a lot of guys go. I think it's a real question. You watch them even in the, you know, in the preseason, and the safeties look very, very questionable right now. Taron Johnson is probably their best secondary player, and he's a great nickel. But when you look at some of the other guys they have right now, you know, Christian Benford got a new contract. God bless him, sixth-round pick out of Villanova. But, you know, Taylor Rapp and, you know, you look at the guys they have, I don't know. We'll see what Cole Bishop is in his second season right now. But they look vulnerable. Let's just say that. They look vulnerable. Tre'Davious White is back again. We'll see if he can regain any of the form that he had before injuries. But it doesn't look like it's a strength to this defense or this team right now.
And Christian Benford limited in practice today for the Bills. And Sean McDermott, we said this in the first hour, his quote was, "We'll see on if Benford's going to play on Sunday night." I like the Ravens also going up against the Buffalo Bills. And Baldy, it just feels to me, and I like the Chiefs to win the AFC and win the Super Bowl, that everyone loves Josh Allen this year, and I do too. And everyone loves Lamar Jackson this year, and I do too. It does feel like to me like people are sleeping on Kansas City. And in the NFL Top 100 list that came out earlier this week, Patrick Mahomes was fifth on the list. Baldy, if you had a vote, would you have voted Patrick Mahomes number one on the top 100?
Yeah. Yeah, because of what he's done and what he's done in the postseason. It's remarkable what he's done. And he, you know, just watch him in the preseason. He played every preseason game. He wanted to play. He played well. He looks much leaner. He looks much faster than he has been. And the biggest question in Kansas City was, could they get the left side of the offensive line fixed? And it looks like they've upgraded it. Now, we'll see what Josh Simmons, we'll see what, you know, the guys look like, you know, Friday against the Chargers. But if that line holds up, Nick, I mean, the speed they have in Thornton and in Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown, like the speed they have at those positions, you might see a return of what Patrick Mahomes once was when Tyreek Hill was in the offense. It might be bombs away. I've seen that with Andy Reid before. When he got Terrell Owens in Philadelphia, it was bombs away with Donovan McNabb. This Thornton can fly. All these guys can fly. And so I think they're going to get, you know, some big chunk plays back in this offense. And if they do, they're really going to be tough to stop.
Is the media, Baldy, disrespecting Patrick Mahomes coming into this season?
I don't know if they're I don't know how you could disrespect him. I mean, if you're not respecting him, then you're not.
Everyone's basically crowning Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen and the Ravens and the Bills and acting like the Chiefs don't exist. It feels that way to me.
All right. Well, I mean, the Chiefs still were 15-1 last year before they sat everybody the last week of the season. They were still 15-1. Like, nobody else was 15-1 like that. That's the best coach, coordinator, quarterback combination we've seen since, you know, Brady, Belichick, Josh McDaniels in their prime. It's the best. Like, you can't go against these guys. You know, Patrick Mahomes, if he was on this right now, he'd say, you know, in his distinctive voice of his, is that he's getting 10 new plays from Andy Reid every week, and he can't wait to get on the practice field to try him out. That's just Andy tinkering. Like, they're never going to stop trying to get this thing ignited. So you can talk about Josh and you can talk about Lamar, and they are great, great players. But none of those guys can compare to Mahomes in the postseason.
Oh, baby. That's why I'm taking the Chiefs to win the AFC again this year. Baldy, we've got 3 minutes left. I want to hit you with three offensive line questions around the league, and you're the best when it comes to breaking this down. Let's start with the big news today, and it sucks for the Jets. Elijah Vera Tucker, who I think is their best offensive lineman at right guard, out for the season for a team that was going to be like a run-first team and trying to have that be their identity. Pittsburgh's coming to town this weekend with Cam Hayward, TJ Watt and company. Can the Jets survive the loss of AVT Baldy this weekend against Pittsburgh and for this regular season? 40 seconds for the answer.
He is their best lineman, and it's a shame. This is third major injuries he suffered now. He was named the captain of the team, you know, because of the way he played all preseason. But, you know, in one preseason game, I saw Joe Tippmann playing guard and Josh Myers at center, and that's probably what they're going to go with against Pittsburgh, against maybe as good a defensive front as there is in football, and they want to run the football. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of different ways to do it. They're not going to be as good without Ali Vera Tucker, not just at the point of attack, but he is great in space. Him and John Simpson both can pull and lead and run powers and all those kind of things. They're not going to be as good up front. And it's awful. It's just an awful situation.
30 seconds for this one. Can the Houston Texans' new-look offensive line hold up on Sunday in L.A. against Jared Verse, Fisk, Kobe Turner, and company on the L.A. Rams defensive front?
I literally just asked C.J. Stroud this question in an interview I just did with him for NFL Network. And he said part of the fun is breaking in new guys. You know, Ariante Ursery and Lakin Tomlinson, like, they're going to be challenged by that front from the Rams. They're very, very good. And so their season ended last year, and they changed coordinators and offensive line coaches because of how bad they were against Kansas City. I don't think it's going to be as merciless as it was in that playoff loss, but I would think C.J. Stroud is going to be looking to get rid of the ball awfully quick.
And last one, 20 seconds for the answer. Falcons-Bucks on Sunday. Both blindside protectors are out. Tristan Wirfs for the Bucks, Caleb McGarry for Atlanta. Which quarterback and team is better set up to withstand that loss? Penix and the Falcons or Baker Mayfield and the Bucks in 20 seconds?
Well, yeah, ironically, both guys protect the blind side of their quarterbacks, Michael Penix being left-handed, losing the right tackle. I would say the Bucks are better suited to handle it right now just because of Baker's ability to maneuver the pocket, and he's got a lot of really good options to throw the ball right now. I would say Baker's a little bit better equipped, and it's experience that he has to handle life without Tristan Wirfs to start the season.
I'll just tell you this, Baldy. I think the Falcons are going to win on Sunday, and I hope that I'm right about that with Michael Penix Jr. going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Baldy, you're the best. We appreciate it. Stay well, safe travels. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, Nick. Sammy, all the best, man. I'll talk to you next week. See you guys.
Odyssey Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some other guys and faculty about what it could be like if I decided to come here. And, you know, once I got that comfort zone and they said, and, you know, I got to talk to Rashid a little bit. You know, that's my guy from Penn State, came in together. This is like, it's like Penn State. Like, it's like home. Like, this is like a brotherhood. Like, it's safe. You focus on ball and, you know, we keep everything the right thing. It kind of gave me comfort and it kind of gave me a better decision. Like, okay, this is the place where I feel like I can take my next step.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
That was the voice of the newest Green Bay Packer, Micah Parsons. Congratulations to our engineer on this show, Jake Hassan, who somehow managed to pick the longest and most boring Micah Parsons cut to play coming back from break. So just for the people that like are officially scoring the show, like perfect game's over. Like that is the worst soundbite I've ever, like it was like Penn State?
The podcast like, what is on was hiatus, that? Man.
And it was like 30 seconds long. It was horrendous. Like if this were baseball, like I'd be Framber Valdez and I would cross, like I'm throwing one yes. in Jake's chest for this. Like I just gave up the grand slam to Trent Grisham, and now I'm throwing one into Jake's chest for that. Anyway, joining us on the show now to talk the Green Bay Packers, the Detroit Lions, and more for Week 1 in the National Football League, this son of a bitch, man, and I mean that as a term of endearment. For people that are watching the show on video, our friend Drew Densick, the whale capper, is in Hawaii right now, and the backdrop is pristine and serene and tremendous with the ocean in the background. My man's looking handsome as always. My friend, we appreciate you joining us for Week 1. NBC Sports betting analyst, the whale capper, Drew Densick. Deep dive pod with our friend, Andy Molitor, live from Hawaii. Happy Week 1, my friend.
Happy Week 1 to you guys. And I took something away from that Micah Parsons clip. He's ready to take the next step. And I agree. He's only got one step left to take in terms of his accomplishments, and that's Defensive Player of the Year. And then in terms of team accomplishments, are the Packers a good enough team now to realistically consider themselves contenders to win the NFC and go to the Super Bowl? Yeah, I think absolutely. This was the perfect trade for the Packers. They got exactly the right piece they need to elevate a defense that took a huge step forward last year and has a bunch of really, you know, talented players at every level. So, Parsons being ready to take the next step. I'm ready to take that step with him.
I love it. That'll take us, man, into Week 1. Packers hosting the Detroit Lions. Green Bay is a 2.5-point favorite. It feels to me a little bit, and it doesn't mean that Detroit's going to win or cover. Detroit's kind of being slept on a little bit going into this game because Parsons getting all the media attention, and rightly so. Drew, are you betting Packers-Lions? And if so, how are you betting this game?
Yeah, I'm a little bit off market here in terms of the difference between these two teams. I think the fair here is a little on the other side of three. So I did lay the 2.5 with the Packers. In general, if you're going to tell me that the Lions are still the same talented group of players and in fact, even, you know, stronger now that they have, Hutchinson back defensively and made some investments on the defensive side of the ball, I'd tell you, yeah, sure. That roster is maybe good enough at the end of the year that you're looking at them and convincing yourselves that that's like a +4, +5 type of team. But Week 1, they have to completely replace an entire coaching staff. And I know Man Campbell is a guy that we should all aspire to live more life like. But I think, him getting this team at full speed Week 1 feels like a huge ask considering what they lost in terms of talent in that coaching room. So I think if you're going to fade the Lions, you got to get involved early. And the fact that it's a Packers team that, you know, there's a potential motivational bump where these guys are like, oh, my God, like we just got the best non-quarterback in football to join our team on the eve of the regular season. Like, there's a world where, you know, the Packers come out with their hair on fire and they're playing like an inspired team. Whereas, you know, the Lions, this is a tough spot for them on the road in division, a really, really tough for first 4 weeks of the season. I can see a world where, you know, middle of the year, we're catching up on a Monday or a Tuesday or whenever. And, you know, we're talking like, is this now the buy low on the Lions because of how talented they are? But I tell you when the sell high on the Lions is for me, and that's week one.
Well, we shouldn't be looking to live life more like Dan Campbell. We should look to live life more like you, Drew, out there in Maui.
He's in just Detroit chilling, right now. Goodness. Drew's in Hawaii.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, would I rather be going to Green Bay this weekend or hanging out in Maui? Like, it's a tough pick. How about tomorrow night, the opening night, Cowboys at the Eagles. Philly, an 8.5-point favorite over at BetMGM. Some spots have 8, total 47.5. Has the side gone a little bit too far, or is there still room to bet Philadelphia tomorrow night?
I guess I was a little bit surprised that the market came back at 8.5 and didn't let that get to 9. I felt like if they had just, everybody had kind of cooled their jets, that was going to hit 9, maybe even 9.5. To me, the Cowboys are a pretty flawed roster right now. The holes were clear and obvious when they were at full strength with Parsons, and now without him, I'm really not sure exactly how they're going to be able to roster a competitive defense. The secondary to me looked absolutely vulnerable at every stage during joint practice and during the preseason, and you know, it looks at least like they're going to be have all personnel, all hands available. But the matchups advantages that exist for AJ Brown and Devontae Smith against the likes of Diggs and you know, whatever whoever else they're trotting out there, to me seem pretty obvious that the Eagles are going to be able to generate a lead in this one and can play from ahead. And in that world where their running attack is so impossible to stop on a good day, and the Cowboys' run defense is coming in, you know, licking their wounds from a miserable campaign in 2024. I think that this looks pretty clear that the Eagles are going to be able to be aggressive early on, set the tone in this one, take a decent lead, and then it's going to be up to the Cowboys to try to throw their way back into this one in the second half. Like, over the balance of the season, I kind of get the vibe that the Cowboys offense is going to look an awful lot like what we saw with Houston last year, where it's a lot of, they intend to run the ball early in games, but it's just unsuccessful because their offensive line can't win their 1v1s, and then they look to Dak to make third and a million completions to get them back into contest. So decent chance at halftime, Andy and I are making a case that the Cowboys are a bet on as they're down 21 points in a losing contest.
10 seconds for this one. Do you like the over in the game at 47.5?
Yeah, I do. I think in general, the macro trend that the market is missing as we go into week one in general is that there is probably at least a 2, if not a 3-point bust in terms of average scoring expectation. You look at the data on field goals from the preseason, and it's pretty obvious to me that the new rules about treating the balls seems to be treating the kickers well. We had more 50 plus yard field goals made in the preseason than in any year ever. You look also across the league, and there's sort of a general weakness in secondaries on so many teams. Like, there's just really poor coverage, and only so much scheme can make up for just a lack of talent in the secondaries. And I think we're going to look up after week one, maybe after week two, and say, wow, I guess the average total should have been closer to 47 instead of 45.
And Cam Little of the Jaguars hit a 70-yarder in the preseason, which was I think this should all go noted, what Drew just said. You bet on this Wednesday. The Whale Camper, Drew Dinsick, with us live from Hawaii. He is a mensch. He is absolutely the best on Twitter at whale_capper. So off-air, Drew, you said you liked a bunch of totals for this week. You just gave us one with Dallas and Philadelphia. I'm guessing these will be overs. You don't have to give us all of them because we want people to consume your content as well, and people should. Drew supports us. You should support him. What are a couple other totals that you like, Drew, heading into week one?
So I have locked in Patriots over, I've locked in Jaguars over, and I've locked in the Dolphins over. I think between those three games, you're looking at 6 defenses that all have the same kind of secondary question marks and or fatal flaws. And if we can see as the, you know, the viewing public that you are especially weak in key areas, then certainly the, you know, opposing offensive coordinators are licking their chops to take advantage of your weak spots. So I think all of those totals have a chance to flirt with 50. And in general, I think round robining overs, if you can find the games you like, is a good strategy. My favorite total, however, of the entire week, not an over, it's an under, and it's in Rams Texans. That one should probably start with a 3. I think I'm being a little facetious, but my fare is closer to 39 than it is to 44 where it is right now. I really do not understand how anyone expects that either of these offenses are going to get going, considering who they're up against. The violent pass rush that the Texans are trotting out against an offensive line that doesn't have continuity and a quarterback who's getting injections in his back to be on the field seems like a match made in heaven for keeping the Rams from having explosive plays. And then you flip the script on the Texans, and the Texans coming in with the new offensive coordinator. All of the buzz that I'm getting from what's going on there in Houston is that the install has not gone cleanly, and that this is going to be a difficult kind of learning curve for a lot of these Texans players. And the fact that you have a pretty weak skill position group after Nico Collins, to me, screams they're going to be in a lot of long down and distances, and CJ Stroud is going to be asked to do the impossible over and over and over again early in the season. So I think the Rams defense has a chance to just in general surprise to the good, considering how talented and young they are and how good that pass rush is. But two questionable offensive lines, two absolutely violent pass rushes, and two quarterbacks who I don't think are really ready to be at full speed week one for various reasons, to me spells sort of the perfect recipe that game stays under the total of 44.
Who wins on Sunday night? The Bills or the Ravens, and why?
Biggest bet of the week for me, Baltimore Ravens. This Bills defense looks like a problem. I don't know if we'll be saying that in December and January, but if we are, then I don't think the Bills are realistic contenders for an AFC title, considering how good the other quarterbacks are in their division. But a lot has been made of the Bengals, for instance, right? Oh, amazing offense, no good players on defense. It's like Bengals and Bills defense is really that far apart. Like the Bills really, really lacking in quality players at the secondary level outside of Benford, in my opinion. They're right now wrestling with, is Trey White going to be healthy? Guys, Trey White is not playing good football right now, even if he is healthy. So the fact that you're counting on him to be a key matchup against Zay Flowers is a massive problem. And then if you are playing with a lead and you are the Baltimore Ravens and you get to hammer kind of relatively old and weakened spine with Derrick Henry, good luck. I mean, I really am not sure, outside of the Bills getting some fluky turnovers and some early success and being able to play with the lead and just in general play keep away, I don't know what their path to victory is in this contest, because I do not think their defense is going to be able to do their jobs against a Ravens team that looks like the most complete team in football. And ironically is, I think I looked back over the last 10 years, because that's how long I've been like keeping diligent numbers for the NFL week by week. And this is the biggest gap I've had of the number one team in the NFL over the number two, with the Ravens over the Eagles this year as we head into week one. So as long as they stay healthy, they are the team to beat. And the fact that you're getting them at a pretty favorable price on the money line week one against a team that is still very much a work in progress on the at the secondary level is kind of a match made in heaven. And I will kind of qualify all this with, you're telling me that the two teams with the most continuity at the quarterback position, the MVPs effectively the last 2 years, like we really, there's that big of a gap? And I mean, honestly, like guess who matters a lot for the Buffalo Bills who's hurt? Shakir, their wide receiver one. He's not 100% to go. That's right. Shakir matters a lot. Guess what the Ravens have just an absolute embarrassment of riches with it as they start the season? Skill position players. Like there are so many ways that they can hurt this Bills team. I'm kind of excited to see what Monken elects to do, but he's got all the buttons to push. Meanwhile, the Bills are playing with one hand tied behind their back, as far as I can tell you.
Are you on like Adderall or something? This is like the most hyped up you've ever been. Dude, it's sensational. Like this should be your baseline. This is like you're doing an impression of me. This is outstanding. I absolutely love it. I want to hit you with at least two more here, man. If I gave you $100 or whatever, you're in Hawaii, probably a little more. And you had to bet Jets +3 or Steelers -2.5. What would you take and why? Elijah Vera Tucker out for the season. 30 seconds for the answer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely Steelers. The main action that I'd get offshore is still stuck on 3, so I haven't made a bet on that game yet. But if they move to 2.5, I'm in. I think the Steelers defense is absolutely legit. This is a top 5 unit. It's weirdly flying under the radar. I guess it's mostly just because people are kind of caught up in the how good or how bad is Aaron Rodgers going to be. I mean, like they're being measured against the expectation of people are expecting them to win a playoff game, which is hilarious and stupid because they're going to be 10-point like dogs as the seven seed in Buffalo or whatever. But the general vibe I get from this defense is that it is going to be very tough to score on them if you have a good offense. And the Jets do not. The Jets have one wide receiver that you can count on in Garrett Wilson, who can be bracketed pretty easily with the quality of coverage you get from the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have huge questions now at the offensive line. They already did, but now without Tucker, this is a unit that has a really tough time backfilling. And Justin Fields is a very, very limited quarterback in terms of where he can really attack you on the field. And if the Steelers can generate a 10-point lead in this contest, which is not a huge ask in my opinion, then I think they put them away with relative ease. So this has sort of 20-3 type of vibes as far as I could tell you. This is one of the ones that I will not be including in my round robin overs this weekend, but I'll happily lay the 2.5.
Final question, 30 seconds for the answer. Commies laying 6 against my Giants, 45.5. What do you got? Hard 30 seconds.
This has the whiffs of sort of the trendy dog of the week that just never really has a chance, in my opinion. I know that there is a lot to like when you look at that defensive line for the New York Giants, but outside of that, this is a pretty talent poor unit overall. The Commies really made their hay offensively last year with the quick game. And as you kind of look at the Giants defense and you're like, man, they had all these guys last year. Why weren't they more effective? Why weren't they better at generating pressure? And the answer is pretty straightforward. And it's that teams got the ball out of their hands quickly when they were playing the Giants because that coverage couldn't handle. And I think that's what the Commies are going to do in this one.
You are the absolute greatest. We've interviewed you hundreds of times. This was the best one. You're the man. On Twitter at @whale_capper, whatever you're on. Let's keep it rolling. Live from Hawaii, the great Drew Dinsick. Catch up with Andy Molitor on the Deep Dive Pod. Our friends at NBC Sports on the other side. Femi and I talk week one in the NFL. It moved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I think it moved. it move.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I have to give Jake, that was a very well done, like, music, it moved, rejoin combo there. So Jake redeemed himself just now for the Micah Parsons soundbite.
Struck out the side?
That was good stuff, man. That was good stuff from Jake. Is Jake the most valuable crew member on our team right now? He might be. Tyler's redeemed himself. Tyler had a couple down weeks. He's redeemed himself.
Max in the 3 o'clock hour was out here. He was doing things, man.
I gotta tell you. Like, okay, so Mike Brown is the least valuable player right now because he's on vacation during week one. And, like, Max has been spectacular, like, filling in for Mike Brown. It's like, Max is done. Max may be Wally Pipping Mike Brown. Like, Addie's Kawhi Leonard. She's, like, never here. Like, she gets, like, the no-show job at BetMGM tonight. So it's great to have Addie back in the saddle here. Bill's fine. I think Jake might be our most valuable crew member. He's been excellent. And we want everybody to swing big, including our crew. Swing big on your next MLB parlay by using today's Parlay Boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. And please gamble responsibly. All right, Femi, we got two segments before we welcome Fox Sports 1's Danny Parkins into the show. Let's hit all 16 games, complete what they thought. And perhaps an opinion, or maybe a bet. Tomorrow night, Eagles 8.5 against the Cowboys in Philly. Totals 47.5. Thoughts on this game, Philly and Dallas?
Cowboys, suspect defensive line, suspect linebackers, suspect secondary. Like, I think points will be had all throughout this game. I think for the Cowboys to be competitive, it has to go over. So I think this game goes over the total. But that's been the movement. It's been to the Eagles and the over. But I don't think the over has gone enough. I think there's a lot of meat still left on that bone.
I think you can make a case the total should start with a 5. And if Drew's right and the Eagles take a lead and Dallas has got a throw to get back in this game, I feel like this is like Dallas still has Dak Prescott at quarterback with CeeDee Lamb and now George Pickens. Like, they're going to be able, I'm not saying they're going to win the game, but I do think they can score. I like the over as well at a minimum tomorrow night, and we'll see what else we add. Props, Prop King, Femi's Island. Tomorrow night, football's back. We love it. All right. Let's go to Friday, Femi. What about the Chiefs and the Chargers in Sao Paulo, Brazil? What are we at side and total here?
Yeah, not a whole lot of movement with the side. Now, like a couple of weeks ago, there were some 3.5s out there, but those got bet quickly. So we've been hanging out at 3 for like the better part of a week now. The total has moved up a little bit to the over. 46, now 46.5. I'm assuming people are kind of playing the Brazil angle. Like we saw last year, that really high-scoring game between the Eagles and the Packers. Nobody could really get their footing, which bad footing is bad for the defense. You're going to get a lot of points in that kind of game. I kind of like think of these two teams fitting together as an under game. But for me, I think I'm just going to pass the total. Like it's over in Sao Paulo. Who knows what the hell is going to happen? Maybe the field's good. Maybe it's terrible. We'll all find out on Friday night together. But side-wise, I think 3 is just right. 3.5, I start to get interested in the Chargers, though. But at 3, I think Kansas City's the favorite. They should win the game, and that's what the market has to price it as well.
I think Kansas City's going to win. The Chargers, 2-6 last year against playoff teams, beat the Broncos twice, lost the other 6, including 2 to the Chiefs. I already have Chiefs money line in some parlays. I may just bet Chiefs money line, and I'll lay -165, -170 to do it. I do think the Chiefs will win on Friday night in Brazil. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move to Sunday in New Orleans, Femi. Cardinals at the Saints. What do we got here?
Yeah, this one's been with the total, the movement. It's gone a little bit to the over, 43 at about 43.5. BetMGM still has a 43, so if you like the over, BetMGM is your place to do it. From an injury standpoint, Cardinals had some injuries in the front 7. B.J. Ojolari, Walter Nolan, the rookie, he's hurt. He's on the pup list, going to miss the first 4 games. For New Orleans, it's Trevor Penning. He could play on Sunday. He's been dealing with a toe injury. And then as of recently, Chase Young suffered a calf injury during today's practice. They say it's not serious, but we all know about calf injuries, how teams want to be careful with those. But right now, for me, I think it's a lean to the Saints, but let's find out more of the injury report before I really dive in and make the bet.
Yeah, for me, this is going to be a lay it or don't play it with Arizona, where, again, I think the Cardinals are going to be good. It's kind of like a money where my mouth is. Now, we talked about 4, 4.5 earlier in the offseason. Now it's 6.5. The number probably is a little big here. I may pass the game as far as side and total goes. I'll have props. But it's a lay it or don't play it for me, Femi, with Arizona.
You think we get to 7?
No. And I think if we did, it would come off 7.
Would you bet New Orleans or at 7? Or would you just pass it?
I'd pass.
You want no part of New Orleans. Okay.
No, I think Arizona. I like the Cardinals in the game. Bucks and Falcons in Hotlanta, Femi. What do we have here in the NFC South?
Yeah, a lot of injury news with this game, but let's get to the movement with the side and total first. Like, this was 2.5 this morning, has now come down to 2 in some spots. BetMGM, though, still has the 2.5. Total has also moved up to the over the last couple of days. 46.5 is now 47.5. But the injury news is the big story. We've detailed thoroughly the offensive tackles, Tristan Wirfs for Tampa, Caleb McGarry for Atlanta. Both those guys are out for this game. McGarry's out for the year. Wirfs is out for this week. Might be able to come back in a couple of weeks is what it sounds like, but there's some people who think he might miss all of September. So kind of keep in mind that's going on. Godwin, of course, is out for Tampa. Vita Vea now popped up on the injury report today. DNP with a foot injury. That would be pretty big. You want to talk about the run game for Atlanta? Vita Vea is the guy that's stopping it. If he's not in there, like, that's a massive blow to that Tampa defense. So keep in mind, and also for Atlanta, from a passing game standpoint, Darnell Mooney dealing with a shoulder injury earlier this morning. Raheem Morris said he is day-to-day. So a lot of injury news as it stands right now. Small lean to the Falcons, but I'm not going to make any decisions until we get a cleaner injury report coming up later on in Friday.
My guess is that Mooney does not play. But we'll see, obviously, over the course of the next 40. And Raheem Morris did say that they would take this up potentially right until like 90 minutes before kickoff with Darnell Mooney. I did a lot on this yesterday when I talked about Alabama. I love Michael Penix. I love the Falcons. Falcons plus 2.5. Falcons money line for me. I'll be on the Falcons this weekend against Tampa. You better you bet on this Wednesday. It moved week one in the National Football League. Femi, let's move to the 1995 Expansion Bowl with the Jaguars and the Panthers in Duval. What do we have here? Jacksonville and Carolina.
Yeah, we got movement with the favorite. Like, the total has gone up to the over, and the Jags have been getting bet over the last couple of days. This was 3, now 3.5 everywhere. It was 46.5, now 47.5 pretty much everywhere. BetMGM has a 47. Like, this to me makes a lot of sense when you look at how these two teams fit together. From an injury standpoint, though, important to keep in mind, and Drew brought it up in our last segment, Ike Ekwonu, the offensive tackle for the Carolina Panthers, surprised appendectomy, status uncertain, has been kind of jogging around practice but hasn't really practiced. So keep that in mind when you look at the injury reports tomorrow and on Friday. But I agree with the movement at 3.5. I'm probably just passing the game. The total, I don't know if I want anything to part it like that. I think Jacksonville's just going to win, and I think the betting market now has it properly priced. But earlier this summer, you could have got under a field goal. Now we're out at the right number, in my opinion, between these two teams.
Is there a, just wanted to throw this out there, is there such a thing as like a non-surprise appendectomy? They're all surprises, right? No one's just like you know, like in three weeks I'm going to have my appendix taken out. I think they're all surprise appendectomies. Just want to throw that out there.
It makes it sound more dramatic, right?
surprise appendectomy, a.k.a. an appendectomy. I love the Jaguars all offseason. I think they're going to win the AFC South. I said, like, we've been saying for a long time, it doesn't help you now. Jacksonville 2.5 was the bet. I would still lay 3 with the Jaguars, and I do like the over in the game. I'd rather bet 46.5 over than 47. Also, like, Jacksonville's team over is 23.5, and, like, you got to eat some juice to slurp some juice if you want to make that bet. But I think Jacksonville's scoring at least, I got to slurp on that Wednesday, at least 24 points for the Jaguars. Femi, what about the battle for Ohio, the Bengals and the Browns in Cleveland?
Not a ton of movement with the total. That's been kind of hanging out at 47.5 over the last about a week or so. In terms of the side, this has kind of gone back and forth. We have a little bit of push-pull with the Bengals and the Browns. Got all the way out to 6, and once it got to 6, Cleveland money showed up. People bet 5.5, and people are now betting 5 as well. Like, we're sitting here at 5 in some sportsbooks. Some have 5.5, but I think this is we're going to hang out in that no man's land because it feels like there's a lot of interest in Cleveland at 6. At 6, I will be betting the Browns. At this price, I think I'm just going to pass the game. Like, let's see if the Browns can make it there with their secondary. Just kind of a bad matchup if those guys are going to be banged up against Chase and Higgins and Burrow. So 6, though, would be a bet for me on the Brownies.
I think I may be a coward here. After saying for about 2 months, we'd be mano-a-mano in this game, and I'd lay the Bengals. I'm not going to bet Cleveland. I think I may pass this game.
What moved you off Cincinnati? You watch their defense in the preseason, or what?
The Bengals defense.
Here's Bill Kroski Merritt.
Yes.
Looking like Marshall Falk.
Jeremy McNichols. Dude, if you... So, like, if you made me bet the game, I'd lay Cincinnati. If you made me bet it. But I don't think I want to do that. I think I'm going to have a big card this weekend. I think I'm going to pass this game as far as side and total are concerned. Femi's telling you that he likes... Femi's telling you he likes the Browns. Do you want to just set Colts Dolphins up and we'll do it on the other side?
Yeah, we can set it up. From an injury standpoint, we'll get into the line movement on the other side. But the injury news with this game, big news on the Miami side. Both Tyreek Hill, obviously the all-pro wide receiver, Devon Achane, their stud running back. Those guys were limited in practice today. Like, let's see how they kind of make it through the rest. Like, Achane's been dealing with that calf injury, started practicing on Monday. Tyreek Hill banged up with an oblique injury. So those are the two things to keep in mind on the Miami Dolphins side. We'll talk more line movement when we come back to begin the Power Hour, but that's where things stand from an injury standpoint.
Yeah, we will hit the Dolphins and the Colts, Commanders, Giants, Steelers, Jets, and the rest of the games coming up in Week 1 to start the Power Hour. Then we'll be joined by Danny Parkins of FS1. We look forward to that. And all our bets for tonight will close the show. It's the Power Hour on a Wednesday, on the eve of the NFL season, on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.